Welcome to Raising Your Spirits. Our hope is to help you make positive changes by providing guided messages from Spirit. Tuning forks, crystals, and distance healing are how we pass those messages from Spirit to you. Sit back, relax, and enjoy your vibrational growth with us. Your host for Raising Your Spirits, Tony Jinnis.
Welcome to another edition of Tuning In with Tony. Today we're going to be talking about things behind your back, people talking behind your back, maybe you having gossips with other people or other people having gossips about you. And we wanted to sort of take a look at this particular energy and when it happens, why people seem to do better, especially if they're mean, especially if they're like narcissist and they're just not that great. And then when people have these behind the back talks, they seem to be doing better. And when we, not so much. And there's a reason why. We're going to be talking about that, why that is happening. So before we get into it, we want to let you know that this episode is brought to you by Higher Self. It's a group of teachers. I'm one of them to talk about the various ways that we can raise our vibrations on a constant basis. There's all kinds of ways that we can do it through yoga, tuning sessions if you come in, or if you get a reading from somebody, any kind of a way that you find insight that puts your perspective at a higher level. We do this through classes, whether it be through feng shui, whether it's healing through tuning forks that we use. We have singing bowls. We have various angel reading and angel tuning classes. And it's just a whole host of things that could keep our energy high. And podcast solutions made simple by Carl Richards. So let's get right into it. Talking behind your back. And doesn't that irk people? It makes it quite an impact when people start finding out, because we always seem to get the truth about things. And when we find out people are talking behind our back, we get upset and we get angry. We'll get all these things. And today we're going to talk about why that is not the best strategy to be able to work with your energy. And we're going to explain that a little bit. Before we get into it, of course, today's color is green. Love green, eh? It's all about the heart chakra and everything is made to heart. And the theme, basically, and appropriately enough, it's gossip. What is it about gossip that really transforms things and gets things to the certain point that people don't really know a person? The story is told of a lady in a small town, and she was seen as eccentric, but she was kind. She never really wanted to go with a lot of associations, or she was never part of any sort of town council meetings. Didn't really do things much in a group perspective. She kind of was to herself. People would see her in supermarkets and she would have these wild, very stylish clothing, scarves and all kinds of things that they saw her on. You know, they see her at a bus stop and they would just look at her, and after a while they would start making fun of her because nobody really took the time to meet with this person to see what she's like. They just assume so many things. They were saying that, oh, maybe she's got a body in her home. That's why she doesn't invite anybody to her house. Or maybe, you know, she has 50 cats in her house. And it just kept going on and on and on and so on. She was basically the town gossip. You know, when you hear that, the town gossip is everyone's talking about this person, but no one's sort of stepping up to really find out who a person is. They just assume so much, right? It's like the town fool. It's like it's always a subject matter of everyone that's concerned. One day, she was discovered in her home. Somehow, somebody passed by and looked in the window and saw her in the window and called 911, and she had passed away that evening. So then they were going to send in some of the townspeople to basically go through her home. Nobody really knew much about her, but they figured if they went through their home, they might find a name or an address of next of kin, so that they could be notified to be able to arrange the funeral and so on and so forth, all the arrangements. And it was only then that the townspeople, as they were going through her home, they found hundreds upon hundreds of paintings of her little town. And it was all made with love. The townspeople, she would paint the townspeople, and they all had little smiles on them. I guess she was walking through the town so much and she saw people smiling. She thought they were smiling because they were happy rather than laughing at her. But she looked at it as it's something that is nice. So she wanted to capture that happiness and put it on paintings. And they went through it, and she painted buildings from that little town and different perspective of the creek going through the town and the main general store and so on and so on. But there was hundreds of these beautiful paintings. Then they realized that this lady was just an amazing artist. It's like nobody took the time to really find out who she was. But all these paintings painted such a glorified perspective of her little town that they realized that they judged her from the beginning. All the assumptions and all of the behind her back comments that were made and laughing at her was all basically dissolved because she saw her little world as something beautiful and painted as such. So what is it about people like that that talk behind your back? This goes back to the thing that if you don't talk and you don't ask any questions, how are you supposed to know somebody? You're just basically, and social media is riddled with this. People are always commenting about, you know, and if you're with a certain party or if you're with a political party or if you're with a certain side of the world that you were born on and you got in here, and there's always comments about it, but we never really get to know the people. It's so easy to criticize a country, but it's harder to criticize a family, you know, because they're staring right back at you. And, you know, they just want, they're just like you. They're just like us. They want to belong somewhere. And we assume so much. In our society, we just keep it going with gossip. And sometimes the gossip goes so long is in time, you start getting riddled with lies. And when other people hear it for the first time, they think it's fact. One fact was another story where this father was walking into a doctor's office with five children. And as soon as he sits down, all of his kids just started ransacking the place. Basically, they were throwing the magazines up in the air. They were running around, yelling, screaming, jumping off chairs that were vacant. And they're just doing this for a few minutes. So these are facts. These are what the people that were waiting to get into the doctor's office was observing. All these kids just being unruly. And what they would say about some of these kids. Why can't that father just control their kids? What is with him? And even the people that were single, they're saying, well, if I had children, they certainly wouldn't be acting like this. They would be proper and they would be mind their manners. The assumptions and the behind-the-back comments were kept going. And finally, one young gentleman stood up and he says, okay, I've had enough. I've got to put an end to this. He walks up to the man and he says, sir, could you please control your kids? Because, you know, this is really a huge distraction to us. What kind of a parent are you? And the man just responds by saying, the children just found out an hour ago that their mother died, and I don't know what to do. All of a sudden, the lies, the assumptions, all of the things that you thought were happening based on the facts you were seeing, but you didn't look at the underlining truth about all of that. All of those lies dropped to the floor. And it was then replaced with, is there anything I can do to help? Replace with love. Because every time we know the truth, and it is said that when we get the truth, it sets us free. And when we know the truth, love is always the answer. And so that is mostly what people are trying to avoid for some reason. I don't know why. They don't bother asking questions. They just assume so much. And they assume things that you are doing. And sometimes we do the same thing. We look at, you know, a person that cuts us off and you say, oh my God, I'd never drive like that. But we didn't notice the kid in the passenger seat was bleeding. And now that parent is trying to rush his kid to the hospital. Would you drive normally if your kid was bleeding, maybe to death? I think you would go a little faster than the highway speed. And you'd be justified. However, because it's silent and they see the facts that you're speeding, they all of a sudden assume so much. And that's what Spirit wants to sort of look at today, is when people are doing that to you. Because this is what's really going on behind the scenes. We only look at what we are seeing, then it is really quite skewed when we finally get the facts, isn't it? You know, David Guyem is one of my favorite speakers, you know, and he talks a little bit about this when people are talking behind your back. And In one of his segments, he says, when you discover that somebody is making a comment to try to hurt your career, your reputation, maybe even your personal life, look at it as a spiritual gift. It's a good sign, in other words. It's something that is happening that here's an opportunity to do something. The reason it's a good sign is because they are sending these energies haphazardly, because everyone is powerful. When we start to understand what our powers are, we start looking at the way we are managing our own energy, right? So it is an opportunity because we can make the people that are talking badly about you, we can turn them into spiritual cleansers. What do you mean by that, Tony? Well, when that is sent, it's usually not sent with love, right? Because when we see it, what do the masses do? They right away, they see that, you know, person's a crook or they're dealing with drugs or whatever assumption or gossip that might be going around because of what they might be seeing. You know, you might buy a new boat. How can they afford a new boat? You know, they must be doing something illegal. You know, we can make so many assumptions that way. But when we see that, because truth always surfaces, when we find out what somebody said about us, the masses react in anger. They react in justification. Oh, I am not that kind of a person. We try to justify ourselves that we are a good person, tax-paying. We are just good people. And that means that whatever they sent, you now own. What Spirit is suggesting to do, perhaps the next time you hear of someone talking behind your back, is look at it as something that it has no anger, has no judgment, no resentment. Now, of course, the goal will be for you to get to love and gratitude, but that's a lot more work, all right? If you can just get to the point where you don't feel anything in the sense that you don't feel angry, you just look at it, interesting. I'm not sure why they would say that, but it is what it is. So there's no resentment, no judgment. You're neutral. When you do that, then your energy becomes a filter of light. When that energy tries to come in to your energy to bug you, it turns into a mirror, is what I'm getting from Spirit. It's like a mirror where it is sent back. And when it is sent back, the energy of what way that it was sent that matches what's inside of you is also sent back to the sender. So let's give an example. Let's say somebody is angry at you or envious or jealous of you, and then they do a rude comment, talk behind your back, and you find out. Then you look at it and you say, not sure why they would say that. So I send it back with love. That means that anything that has the same matrix of energy, of jealousy, of spite, maybe even anger of some kind that matches what they sent, comes out of you and actually enlightens you, and now it is their burden. One thing is for sure. When somebody says something negative about you behind your back, one of you are going to be stuck with it. Have you not seen somebody that, let's say, found out that their family was talking behind their back, and even after 20 years, it still bugs them? That's why. Because it's not the comment that bothers you, it's the energy that's underlying that particular comment. The energy of spite or anger, or, you know, you've always had it so good with mom and dad, or you've always, and I've never had anything. Whatever the comment is, if you take it in and you're angry at it, you own it. And when we do that and we react with some form of justification, it's like you agree. Not that you agree on the surface, but your energy has accepted it. And now, what are you going to do with it? You are already riddled with a lot of this lower energy and negativity within you that you're trying to let go through your yoga and your meditation and all the work that you do inside. Then you get this. And so what Spirit is suggesting, from this day forward, when you get that, instead of reacting right away, look at it and just simply tell yourself to start with, I'm not sure why they would say that. Interesting. Take a nice deep breath and turn yourself into, this isn't me. In other words, I'm sending it back. That's probably the least impactful that you can be. After you do this a few times and you understand that it is actually taking negative energy out of you and sending it back, that's where you could start to verge on gratitude. Oh, good. Someone else made a negative comment about me. I'm so happy. And you're sending that back. It actually brings you to a higher state of consciousness. They're actually taking a lot more than you could ever release in that way. So sometimes this might be the linchpin that you need to get to this higher state. So it's always about that flow of energy that we are managing in that way, right? This is the soul thing. But so you don't want to make this your soul's mission. Some people have a hard time kind of believing this. So let's turn the glove inside out for a moment, shall we? Let's take it that, let's say you, hardworking, all you want to do is help people, like you're a good person, and you want nothing but good for other people. So let's say, hypothetically, you want to talk badly about somebody, some narcissist, some mean person, some person that you just can't stand. There's always going to be someone in your life like that, that you want to sort of stay away from and avoid their energy. But let's say you start talking negatively about them and start spreading rumors and gossip about this person and sending bad energy to them. Now, when they receive it, now somewhere along the way, whether it's something that'll be posted on social media or another member of their community would say something and they would overhear it. Anyway, that person in time will find out that you said something. What do you think their reaction would be? It's like, some of them would say, wow. In other words, their reaction will be very, very different than what you would do. Someone would even laugh at it. They would just laugh at whatever you said about them. And then they would maybe confront you, but they wouldn't react the same way that you would, because for you, it goes right to the bone. Somebody says something bad about you, if you're trying to justify that you're a good person and you've been trying to do this your whole life, and so to you, it means a lot. And then when somebody comments that you're not a good person, right away we get our backup because it hits the bone. That goes straight in. But to a narcissist and to a person that's mean and has that mean energy, it doesn't do the same thing. So what do you think happens if they laugh at it? They're bringing in an element of joy, right? There is that, it's not a high, but it is an element of joy. They set up a mirror and sends it back to you, and anything that is close to that energy that you've sent, whether it's anger or whatever it is, comes out of their body. You actually make them lighter and goes back to you. So what does this mean? So often I hear of people having this kind of a neighbor or this kind of a person that they know. All of a sudden, they hear that they went to a casino and they won $250,000. Or they won a car. You know, it's like, how could something like good like that happen to this person? While at the same time, next day, your car won't start. Your computer won't boot up. There's other things in your life that's changed your luck. I don't believe in luck, but this is the language that many understand. They change your luck. Your luck changes, and so do theirs. You made them lighter. You've made yourself heavier because they didn't react the same way. It didn't go to the bone. They don't care. They really don't give a crap. They don't care that you talk badly about them, but you do. You see the difference? So when we turn the glove inside out, many people have a lot of different comments about people that they disliked, and things just started happening to them. Years ago, I heard of a situation where there was a person in the community that was charged, and they were going to go 20 years in jail. That was the talk at the time because of what they did, right? They were going to go 20 years in jail. Anyway, there was a lot of rumors going around, and in the end, you know what happened? He got 3 years in jail and the rest, a little bit of parole and stuff like that, but he basically got free. The gossip actually changed the person's outcome because they didn't care. A person like that doesn't care. So that proves that unconsciously, accidentally, whatever you want to call it, they accidentally created this light around them, and it created a mirror and sent it back to the people that started the gossip. And all of a sudden, their heavy energy, their luck, as you might want to call it, bad luck, came out of them and was sent to the people that spread the rumor. All of a sudden, you were starting to hear people were having different challenges in their life afterwards, while this person is now free. I think they're free by now. It was a number of years ago. But the point is that when somebody does that to you, bear this in mind, okay? To have the highest amount of performance on this, just try to get to the point where you're almost grateful. Thank you very much for saying something so rude, so condescending, so insulting to me, to try to separate me from my family, to make sure that I am going to be upset and I'm just going to react with poise and confidence, and I send it back. I sent it back with love. Because here's the thing. You know, scientists are now looking at some statistics over the years, looking at the various tests, and they're seeing that the mind is reacting in many ways, the way that we comment on people. And what they were found is that when a person speaks badly about another person, the subconscious mind takes it in, tags it, and it's also realizing that you have the same trait, that you have the same value, you have the same whatever you're saying to other people. Now, scientists call this spontaneous trait transfer. And it is where the brain, whether it's good or bad, comments that you say to other people also tags with you. One example is if you say a person is a loser. This guy's a loser. Your brain picks that up as, in some way, you are a loser as well, in some instance, in some perspective that you have. If you say that a woman is inspiring, she just goes through her thing, and you know she has so much strength, and you comment on good things, the brain picks that up, tags it, and realizes that you are a good person and inspiring as well. Now, you may not believe it, but here's the thing. It doesn't matter. It is subconscious. It's underneath. And even though you might think that you're not inspiring, you're not beautiful, you're not all these other things, but if you say something nice to another person, that is your beginning process of self-love. By saying other people are beautiful, by saying, and I know several of my friends that do this all the time. There's a few that I know. I don't want to mention to them because I didn't get permission to use their name on the air, but these people constantly, tirelessly talk about other people. Look at this lady. She just started a business and has all these indigenous products. You should go and see her. Oh, here's a guy. He's just bought a new motorcycle and he's doing his thing. It's the first time he's ridden a bike. And constantly, every post that this woman puts up, it's all about showcasing other people. And you know what? Other people see her the same way. She is amazing. She is inspiring. And we do that because we are constantly giving. And the universe always finds a way to create that where it's coming back to you in other ways, in other blessings. And it's just incredible. But your mind starts off doing that. So the next time somebody says something rude to you, either in a comment on social media, and it's wrong, usually is wrong, otherwise you wouldn't be upset initially. If somebody says that you're a crook or that you just don't belong here or, you know, whatever the comment is, you can only imagine all the negative comments. And I don't want to bring it up because I would give that comment respect. But the point is, in the end, when you say that, you know, they don't really know me, do they? I'm none of those things. And I'm glad that I'm not. So I'm sending that back with love. You know, when you get into politics, when you start really doing things in your life, achieving great things in your life, people will start criticizing. as long as you're small, as long as you're not really doing a whole lot, even your family will be okay with it. There will be some members of your families that will say, yeah, I like this person and they're okay. But as soon as you start buying a home, then the next thing you know, you're buying a car. Next thing you know, you're starting a business, you're doing this. In the sense that in their perspective, you're growing, you're expanding. And that's in their perspective, whether it's true or not, it's their perspective that you're out expanding them. Then all of a sudden, the comments start coming out. And this is from family. We're not even talking about strangers. Family do these to us. As people, we have family that sometimes are more rude than any stranger would be. And it's hard because this is a person that you looked up to when you were a kid, or it could be a sibling, it could be a member of the family, or a close member of the family, or somebody that was always helping the family. And all of a sudden, you come out of the woodwork and you start accomplishing things, you start doing things, you start getting all these things going, and then it comes to the point that you're beating them. That's their perspective. It's not my words. That's what people say. Oh, yeah, that they're outperforming me. I didn't see that. But in their perspective, that makes sense. If they think that, then all of a sudden something kicks in is I got to bring them down somehow. But basically, when you are looking at getting people to verbally talk behind your back, that is their intention, is to lower your expectations and get back in line to where you belong. I wanted to be as disrespectful to that as possible because sometimes people actually say that I went out of line, I'm a troublemaker, I'm doing all these things that I wasn't taught and just was rebellious. That's okay. Being rebellious is a good trait. Rebellious means that you are following a light that isn't the light that we are following. You're rebelling. There's something in you that is not following the narrative. And from an adult perspective, that has value. Because when somebody says something, you don't just take it to heart and run with it. You look at the different parts of how that all comes about. Just to sort of give you a final thing about this, is that when people try and take you down in any way, Spirit wanted to really highlight the fact that when you hear that people are talking behind your back, looking at things and didn't want you to know, but they're whispering, there's that gossip around, you'll end up hearing about it, but don't let it bring you down. Just basically breathe it in. You can breathe it in with this green light, which I'm going to get you to do now. We're going to get into a meditation, which is going to talk about it. We're going to clean your aura, cleanse your aura, okay? And we're going to be doing it with indigenous drums. Spirit picked this particular meditation because it incorporates the native drums. I hope I can say it that way. But it's the native drums. It has that beautiful ground sourcing energy that it has in there, what brings you right back to our roots, which we are all as one. When we say something positive about someone else, we are also talking about ourselves, positive or negative. We are all one. When we throw a ball against a wall, it will come back. So we are all the same. We are all going through this together. And when we grow together, that's when it becomes really great. I want you to take this energy. If there is actually something in your life, even right now, that somebody has spoken badly about you, you know, called you names you found out about. Now, they could say it directly or you found out from someone else. It doesn't matter. Either way, it was behind your back. Didn't have your permission, right? Breathe in this color, beautiful emerald green, okay? Have it go through your whole body and then blow it out and basically send it back with love.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Raising Your Spirits. If there is a subject you would like to hear in a future podcast or would like to book a session with Tony, reach out at lovehigherself.com. Join the Facebook group, Tuning In with Tony, or attend group tuning classes with Tony in his online virtual weekly classes. You can also access the YouTube channel, Raising Your Spirits with Tony. Until next time, namaste.